think the last thing I asked you was about, you know, what you call those things that you use when you're plowing with a team of mules. And you use to guide the mules. What do you call those?
Harness. They harness the mules up, and then they have lines that they guide them with.
Lines. Mm-hmm. And what about those things that you use to guide the horse when you're riding the horse?
Bridle. They put a bridle on it.
And a bridle.
Put bits in his mouth, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And bridle.
And those things that come back and you hold on to with your hands? They're kind of like lines when you're plowing, but I don't think you call them that when you're riding the horse.
Well, it's just a strap to the bridle, all I know.
It's just a strap. Have you ever heard them called reins?
Well, yes, the reins is on those bridles.
Mm-hmm.
Bits is in the mouth, and the reins are on those bits.
Oh, yeah. What about when you're riding a horse, those things that you put your feet in?
Saddle and stirrups. Stirrups is on the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen one?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't ride horses. I think I've been on a horse once in my life, mm-hmm. and that was bareback, and I slid off. that's not one of my favorite pastimes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Not very good at riding horses. You ever done any horse rides?
No, sir. I was driving that buggy.
Just a buggy?
Mm-hmm. My husband owned two horses in his lifetime. With me, I know. He had a buggy, I'd drive him to a buggy.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, when you're, if you have two horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard people call the horse on the left anything special?
No, lead horse, team, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And two together, it's a team.
Mm-hmm.
One's a lead horse, or something like that.
If one's a lead horse, do they have a name for the other one?
I don't know.
Never heard of that?
Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. If something isn't right close by, you might say, well, it's just a little...
What did you know? Repeat that.
Mm-hmm. If something you're looking for, maybe somebody's asking you where something is, and if it's not right close by, you might say, well, it's just a little.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not far, it's just a little.
Distance?
Just a little distance. Have you ever heard people say, it's just a little way.
Ways off or something?
Mm hmm. But what about if you've been traveling for a long time and you're not yet through with your journey? You might say that you still had to go before dark. You still had
a few miles to go or something?
A few miles. Or if it was a great distance, you might say you still had a
long journey.
Long journey. Or what about if somebody's asking you where to find something, and it's real common, you don't have to look for it any special place, you might say, well, you don't have to look for that any special place, you can find it just about
anywhere.
Or what if somebody slipped out in your front yard and they fell that way, mm-hmm. you'd say they fell how?
Backwards.
Or if they fell that way, you'd say they fell.
Backward.
If you went fishing and you just had bad luck, didn't catch a thing, and somebody asked you, well, how many fish you catch? What would you probably say?